Right now, time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Republican American. You can find her stories online at rep-am.com, in the paper for home delivery or pick up at newsstands throughout the region. And we're still in the middle of a very busy summer season here, Ruth, which just came off a very busy weekend.
We did, even with all the heat and humidity. People are out and about, and very, very busy. Before we start, Marshall, I just have to tell you how wide your range goes. People all over have stopped me to tell me they hear you and listen to you and listen to this from Long Island to Massachusetts, and I'm quite impressed.
All right. Well, they're listening to you, Ruth. They're listening to you.
Well, they're listening to you, too.
All right.
Yes, busy time. Of course, we had the Jane Lloyd clam bake up once again up on Satra Hill. Apparently it was, as always, a real success. I was there when they were setting up Saturday morning and getting the fires going and the clam chowder heated. And again, this is a fundraiser for the Jane Lloyd Fund, which raises money for people who are suffering with cancer. It's to pay their living expenses, and it's an unbelievable fund. I know a lot of the social service workers really count on that to help their people, and so I'm really glad that they're back and able to fundraise this year.
Yeah, it's a nice benchmark to have them back, and the weather was perfect for it. Couldn't have been better.
It was beautiful, and I love how they do all that seaweed and corn husks and get the fires going.
And what I love about it also is that if they run out of tickets, you can still go. And you can go if you don't like clams or if you don't like the way a clam bake runs, because they had hot dogs, hamburgers, drinks. I mean, you just walked in. There was no admission. You bought things if you wanted to make a donation. They have music. I mean, it really is an event for everybody.
And the sight. You just can't help looking up at the ski jump. It's just fabulous.
Yeah.
Also on Saturday was Cornwall Day. They opened up the town. It was really to showcase what's new in town. And as you know, West Cornwall is really buzzing these days. Lots of new shops, and the original farm market was there. And when I got there Saturday late morning, it was really, the cars were parked all along the streets, and lots of tourists and lots of walkers. So there was music, and of course there's the new bike shops and ski shops, and it's really so. With the advent eventually of this new wastewater system, I think West Cornwall is really going to be on the map, more so than just looking at the covered bridge. So,
absolutely.
We were supposed to have a walk with Lou Bucherri. Unfortunately, that got postponed. A walk through Lakeville, and hopefully that will be rescheduled. That was the busy weekend.
Yeah, and it's what's interesting about the event in Cornwall. So many of the different Cornwall merchants in West Cornwall and Cornwall in general participated as well, along with it.
Yes,
and
they were wine tasting down at Richard Bramley's in Cornwall Bridge, and there was a garden tour up in Cornwall Village. It's, you know, there were all those little villages in that town, and so plenty to do, and more to come. There's a lot of things scheduled in Cornwall for August and September. Also, looking ahead now, we have tonight is a busy night with Canaan Board of Selectmen, Salisbury Board of Selectmen. There is the FFA Alumni Picnic, which is always huge at Jack Ears in East Canaan. It's current kids, alumni, they usually greet the kids from the exchange programs. They talk about what they've done all year. And, you know, that's an incredible, the agricultural community in this area is incredible. And they do so much, and scholarships, and the alumni are very active. So that should be a fun evening. Then tomorrow night, Tuesdays at 7 at the Historical Society, the Falls Village Meeting House at This year they're talking railroads, and again they will do that again, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, a topic on the Housatonic Railroad. There's also Cornwall Board of Selectmen tomorrow night. And for those who are really into bats, the Salisbury Association and the Scoville Library are teaming up on Thursday night for a bat talk and walk. You can take a walk, and they're going to show you bats who are living in various attics along the road, the way. That should be quite interesting. It's at 7 o'clock, and at a particular time, I guess at dusk, you'll get to see them. And then, of course, on Friday, our big Hotchkiss Library book signing, which is wonderful to be back. You and I always hang out at that together, and loads of, I think, 29 authors are going to be represented this year, and it's going to be held because the library is under construction. The Historical Society has nicely invited them to put their tent on the property next door, so there will be that will be from 5:30 on, and anybody who likes books, or even if you don't, it's really a wonderful event.
Yeah, and also the next day, of course, the Sharon on the Green Arts and Crafts Fair put on the Sharon Rec Commission.
Right.
And the church has their big
Methodist church has its tag sale. So last week, all eyes were in Salisbury. This weekend, they'll all be coming to Sharon.
Now, tonight, the Sharon Housing Plan Committee is meeting at 5:30. Also, the Salisbury Board of Education is having a Zoom meeting. You don't normally have a Board of Education meeting in August.
No.
It's a very rare thing.
But there's something special on the...
Not really. I'm looking at the what's here. There's going to be a, you know, it's normal stuff, really. They're going to recognize those who contribute to the school, but I mean, it's just like it's a regular meeting, but normally it doesn't happen.
No, usually they take August off.
Yeah.
And of course, we have to mention the huge meeting in Salisbury last week on the housing, the okay to give a strip of land to the housing committee, affordable housing committee, to allow for the start of a proposed affordable housing complex off East Railroad Street. Marshall, I have never seen so many people. It was incredible. Obviously, after the tally, we realized there were almost 350 people there at the Salisbury Congregational Church. They did approve the request by a huge margin, 291-50, but it was incredible. And they were lined up, squished into the meeting room and out the door, but it's a very passionate, emotional topic, and people came out to support it.
And if you go back, what was it, 5 years, three or five years ago, when they had the meeting on the same thing,
right,
at Salisbury Central School in the gymnasium, that was packed, and the project was turned down.
It was rejected,
overwhelmingly. So. But this time, they were much more open. They formed community advisory committees. Sally Splane didn't have to worry about leaving her house. I mean, she's going to have a driveway go right in front of her house. But they really worked to go through all the mistakes that were made last time. And then it turned around. They got big approval. It's kind of like with the Hotchkiss Library years ago. They put their renovation plans in effect, and it was turned down. Well, this time, the plans were much more thoughtful, much more consulted with the town, and it flew by, and that's the same thing that happened in Salisbury with the affordable housing. Now the real work begins, though.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll see. But it was just incredible, and you're right. It's all in the planning and all in the how you present it to the public, because that was mentioned at the meeting. You know, why is it different from last time? And you just gave the reasons.
Yeah, it's a very big difference. Much more thought process went into how they were going to adjust that rail trail that's there. And they gave exact specifications and pictures of how little they were going to affect it. Once again, the same thing with Sally Splane in front of her house. They gave much more detail, and they involved the public in it, the general public, much earlier.
And two site visits.
Yeah.
Which was important, so you could really get an idea. And Sally did stand up and say, "You know, you may not see it, but you're going to see me." Sally is never at a loss for words.
No, absolutely not.
And just I did get to visit the ice cream shop in Sharon, Le Gamin, and I would suggest people go try it out. It's really good. And
did you partake?
I did not. I was very good about it. I held off. It was very tempting, but it's very popular and a great summer treat.
So. All right.
Okay.
Busy times for the middle of summer.
It's been very busy. I've got stuff. And, oh, I can't forget, we have Kent Days down here.
Yeah.
Sidewalk Sale Days.
August 4th through the 7th.
And, yes, lots of activities. St. Andrews has a huge, huge tag sale. There'll be, or the organizations will be out with their tents and their materials. And
the books are back.
And the books.
Yeah.
And the books. So, yes, lots going on and no excuse to sit home.
All right. Ruth, we'll check with you next week.
Well, I see you at the book signing, Marshall.
I'll find out when I speak to my doctor.
Okay, I hope so.
Do it or not.
Okie doke. Well, have good week.
Take care. Ruth Epstein with the Republican American Report. Yeah, you can find her work at rep-am.com, in the newspaper, home delivery, or pick up, of course, at various newsstands. All right, it's 8:31 on The Breakfast Club. On Robin Hood Radio.
Underwriting support for Away to Garden. John Robichaud Textile Shop, 5 Route 7 Falls Village. Explore one-of-a-kind vintage Indian furniture, textiles, bedding, and, of course, lots and lots of pillows. Open Fridays and Saturdays, 11 to 5. And by appointment, on the web,